Show.
Yeah. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Climb down from the
wow, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
And welcome to 2011.
Isn't that crazy? Just saying it is crazy.
I know.
2011.
Did you think you would make it to 2011?
That is a crazy question.
Are you going to introduce us?
I just did.
No, but who we are.
Oh, I don't know if anyone really cares. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show. My name is Brian Gerard. Yeah. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Indeed.
And Robert Shide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are psyched.
Absolutely.
Super psyched.
For New Year's.
Indeed.
2011. When you say it out loud, it's almost as if the world is coming to an end as it comes off of the top of my lips.
2011. Going to heaven.
Wait. I thought that was 2012.
Well, yeah, it's
coming.
Well,
it's coming. It's so coming. Corner. What's another year?
Here's 2012.
Whoa.
Come in.
Come in.
Oh, my God.
Not yet. One more year.
It's scary.
It is.
Imminent
it is.
Doom. Imminent
you, doom. You, are you planning anything? You know, you've got a full year to prep for 2012.
For 2000 doomsday?
Yeah.
2000 end. Yes. 2000 dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
I will be contacting a book publisher because I'm going to write a book called Gregory Hoyt Sitting Out 2012.
Now, I want to sit on this for a minute.
From the sideline.
Greg came to me with this idea a little while ago, and I think it's genius.
No,
if we collectively all get into agreement with this being the thing that we all should do, it would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Is it one of those stack calendars, a tear by day thing, and you get to see what Greg
every
is going to be doing?
But literally, we all collectively agree. To take 2012 off.
Just shove it up 2012's ass.
Like, just stop. Like, just.
You know what? No, I'm not going to be part of this.
I'm going to call in. I'm calling in on 2012.
Yeah. How can you. What would you do?
I would go home. I would go back to Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I would chill with my family.
Yeah.
And I would let it all go. I'd Calgon my life. Take me away.
Just
check out. Take your time card. Yeah. Stick it in the slot. Kink.
Yeah.
And then you put it up in the little sleeve against the wall.
Time out.
And you're not going to touch that card again for 366 days.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm going to go bubble bath it for a year in Amesbury.
So you don't...
Because if it goes down...
Wrinkled like crazy.
No, you know, figuratively bubble bath it.
All right.
And I'll watch the rest of the world disintegrate.
I want to metaphorically bubble bath my life.
Is Amesbury in some sort of bubble? Is it like, you know, nothing can happen there?
No,
time doesn't continue?
No. It's certainly not like a
Pleasantville.
No,
or
it really exists. It's on the planet, which is probably the problem with the cat. That's the catch. Because if the Mayans are right, it's
you're
being
doomed.
In Amesbury.
But you know what will happen
not.
In Amesbury if the Mayans are correct.
Yes.
Which chances are they might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What will happen is that frozen river by Greg's house, known as the Mermic, will rise. Like the titles of the Old Testament, and just fully just wash it all away.
Okay. Just wash me away.
Just a nice little bath.
Just wash me away.
Calgon is taking
away.
Why don't you go high ground? Go to Colorado, beautiful Colorado.
Why do you want to survive this disaster?
To check out.
To be part of the radioactive madmen running around the world. I've seen the movie The Road. I've seen that Viggo Mortensen flick. No, thank you.
Okay.
Not interested.
No, thanks.
All right.
Not interested in playing the game. And I certainly don't want to be out here in Los Angeles watching the roads crack in half and my agent and managers falling into a fiery pit of hell as the 20-point magnitude whatever thing
earthquake,
hits. Earthquake. slash tornado slash tsunami.
Right. Slash tsunami. Blizzard.
Tsunami.
Yeah.
Blizzard. Slash blizzard.
In L.A.
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't. But that's why I'm choosing to experience 2012 and
yeah,
not
right, man.
Check out.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see. Next year, let's see. Next year,
yeah.
This show next year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a very different tune for you, Robert Schott.
You think I'm going to be in panic mode?
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about what I'm stocking up on?
Absolutely. Sitting on the precipice of 2012, what is going to be happening?
So you're spending an entire year prepping for your 2012 checkout.
I'm spending an entire year in fear.
All right. So tell me what. What are you going to go stockpile? What are you getting?
Wood.
Okay. Your bunker's going to be full of wood. All right. How are you, a beaver?
Brian will spend a very ineffective year gathering lots of wood.
You will have the world's largest wood pile.
Man, okay, I don't know.
Greg, what are you getting?
I'm not going to plan.
You're not going to plan. What is that? What is that fable? Is like the grasshopper and the ant or something like that?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to live in the moment in 2011. 2011, going to heaven. 2012... Time to delve.
I don't know what to say.
That's why 2012 is going to be so bad. There's nothing to rhyme it with.
Right.
2010, do
you
it again.
You just said 2012.
No. 2010, never again. 2010 was a tough year for everyone.
I remember 2008 came, and I was like, don't hesitate in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You said
I'm going to make 2009 mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do it again, 2010.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, don't hesitate.
Wait, we already did that. What about 11?
Yeah, what's 11?
11. 11. I don't have anything for 11.
What about 11? Going to heaven.
Going to heaven, that kind of works.
Yeah.
Why? Because I made it up?
Yeah.
Okay. But what about 12?
2012, learning to weld.
I like that one.
Yeah. Your huge underground bunker.
Possibly. You know, or minds will meld in 2012. Maybe Mayans.
There'll be a collective consciousness that's going to really start to overcome most of the human race and humankind in general. I think.
Yet
the level
you plan
of
on
humanity,
stepping out.
I didn't say I was stepping out. I was just.
You're encouraging him checking out.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to have him around?
So hang on a second.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you're pointing at him. Are you saying, I think I might actually stand behind this now.
Yeah.
You're advocating Greg actually checking out from the universe for one full year.
That's correct.
You don't have to whisper. I have
high five on that. That's correct.
That's great.
Although I have been thinking about it myself as well.
Do you think anything's going to happen in 2012, Shai?
Things are going to happen. Of course things are going to happen.
Things happen all the time.
Are you talking about catastrophic things? Specifically 2012 things.
No. I think the Mayans got tired of making a calendar, and they're like, God, well, let's just stop here. And where they stopped happened to be this point where we think, you know.
That we are living in. We are existing in that point. There's got to be something to be said for that.
What do you think? It's going to a giant reset button, right?
Maybe.
Starting over.
Have you not seen the movie 2012?
Yeah,
starring your hero?
And doppelganger?
John
Cusack. Bam,
yes.
Bam, bam.
I saw that.
New Year's resolutions. What's yours, Shai? Coming into 2011, going to heaven. What is it? What are you looking to get out of it?
Going to heaven.
What are you thankful for this year? What happened this year? And what are you looking to bring into next year?
You know, I'm really happy with a lot of things that happened this year. I was happy with a lot of stuff that happened work-wise. Acting gigs, you know, book some stuff, joined the Screen Actors Guild.
Hey-o!
Huge. Yeah. Very happy
I'm not going to congratulate you for that.
You just clapped.
He did.
All right, I'm going to congratulate you for that.
Okay.
However, I will also say that you should have been doing that for a long time. Much like the point I made when you booked this job.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah,
I don't congratulate a plumber for fixing a faucet.
Why is he doing this? Why is Brian doing this?
I don't go hire a mechanic and then when he fixes my tire, be like, well done! Yeah,
that's because you're a jerk.
I actually do that when I get
my
truck back.
I say thank you.
Anyway. I don't say thank you. I just apply. I say, well done!
Right. And you wonder why the tire iron comes at your head. So I'm very happy with that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And next year, I'm going to be taking a really great trip. I'm excited about going to Paris. And
it's French. It's Paris.
Okay.
I have a hypothesis.
I'm going to get right on board with this.
Robert Shide is going to go to Paris.
Yep. Yeah.
And you...
Yep.
You're going to... She's going to be there.
She's there, man.
She's there.
You think she's waiting for me?
I have a feeling that you are going to get bitten like you've never been bitten before in Paris. And you may call in and be like, 2012? I'm checking out.
Wow.
In the background, we hear,
hey, Robert, come on back into bed. My baby. All right, you know what?
Another croissant.
I want you to... You cannot leave.
What's the smoke of the cigarette?
Dear Robert, I wanted to tell you how much fun I was having with
you. She's from Rio de Janeiro?
Don't ruin this.
Oh, sorry. Read the note again.
Dear Robert... I wanted to tell you how much fun it has been walking around Paris with you, taking pictures on your new fancy camera, and holding your hand while you buy me a croissant.
Oh, that's very nice.
I also want you to know that you should stay with me and lose all of your friends in America.
Oh, well, that's a bit harsh.
I also want you to know that I have already done that for you. I told them you were not going back. You're going to stay with me, and I took your plane ticket, and I put it in the fire, and I burned it up.
All right, that's a little controlling. I don't think I like this relationship.
I took a picture of you and I made it big, too.
All right.
And I made it so big and I had to carry it around with me.
Okay, getting a little psychotic here.
I love you and I will talk to you soon, my love.
I hope not.
Sincerely, Emiliana.
I'm in the next room because I don't have my passport anymore.
Oh, man.
You've stolen it. Sounds great. Well, you know what? As long as I don't have to grow a mustache to do that, I'll be fine.
Yo, that could go a different way.
Not in Paris.
It could.
Please.
Well, grow the mustache.
Oh, Robert. It's something such a wonderful Parisian adventure with you. Getting to know you, getting to love you. I will never forget the moment that we met in the cafe. You were eating a croissant, smoking a cigarette. You had begun growing your moustache. And I was ever so attracted to you then. Robert, who is this?
Just someone I met in the cafe. I was eating
a
croissant.
I treasure Lee. My
I'm just saying French.
I know. You know,
you might have two girls fighting.
Maybe 2011 is the year of the mustache for me.
Oh,
yeah! I don't know. No guarantee.
Congratulating my mechanic.
Yeah, thank you, Brian Gerard. You're next.
Mm. With what? What are we talking
this
about?
Year and next year?
Oh boy! Wow. I'm not prepared for this question.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Tears are going to flow.
This has been a great year for me.
It has
on a lot of levels, and it's been a challenging year on a lot of levels. I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I entered into a relationship this year.
Very nice.
I am very excited about.
That's
great. Looking forward to what that future is going to bring.
Nice.
And allowing love in my life has certainly been a magic, a little wand.
Oh.
A little magical wand with a little dust.
Little dust sprinkled over the little magic dust.
So that coming in really makes a lot of other things. You realize that there's other things that kind of not irrelevant, but it's certainly a little less weight to them.
You reevaluate.
Where things are at, and you step into different periods of your life. And I feel like for me, this last year, my life has been definitely a stepping into another chapter.
That's great. What about this 2011?
2011 is in continuing with. With a journey of self-expression.
Oh!
Wow, that's pretty profound.
Yeah. And I feel as though I've yet to really step into that fully. To continue what that is. And what that looks like, I'm not really sure.
Maybe a mustache.
Might be a mustache.
Oh,
I might. You know what? I want to shave my head.
No.
And everyone always talks me out of it.
Dude, because it would be ridiculous.
I'm shaving my head.
You did it once. It didn't work. Let it go.
Oh, it was terrible. I did it.
It was terrible.
I know.
You look like
I'm
a 57.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, don't even talk about it. Grow a mustache.
I might grow a mustache, but I can grow a mustache in 2 weeks.
You can too, Shy.
No, I doubt it.
Shy,
I might grow a mustache. How about we have a? I'll grow one with you. Of course, I won't I be able to go on any auditions with.
That's the.
Why not? What are you crazy?
Maybe I would. I don't know.
Yeah, you both could.
But I also am looking forward to getting into some really awesome work and creative projects and continuing. I mean, look, this last year, this existed. We created the Shide Show. And,
when did we create this?
This was around April of this,
oh
of this
my
last
God.
Year.
32 episodes ago.
About 32 weeks ago,
yeah.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
There are 32 weeks in a year. Amazing.
Full year of content. No, it just happens to be
congratulations. What else, Brian?
End of the year.
Wow. I think that I think that's enough. I think that's enough for now. I mean, I could get more
but
I would like to now address that same question with you, Gregory.
Yeah. What question? I wasn't following what you guys were talking.
Oh God!
The year in reflection and into a new year's. What are you looking forward into 2011? Made in Heaven, mm-hmm. whatever. That
a
is.
Year of reflection by Gregory Hoyt.
No. It doesn't have to be a year long.
In 2010, Gregory Hoyt was born onto planet Earth. I'm just making it.
You're a year old?
A year old. Oh. I was reborn.
Oh.
2010. That was a hell of a year.
Yep.
A hell of a year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again.
Well, you can't.
Okay. I wouldn't.
All
if
right.
given the opportunity, I wouldn't do it again. 2010 was a roller coaster.
Yes.
Of a year. Mm. Yeah, I guess this is the year. This year is one of those years where you guys hear when people say, "Man, I can't believe like what a difference a year can make." You guys have heard people say that before?
Never heard that before ever.
What a difference!
What a difference of what makes?
Hmm.
No,
you've never you never heard that.
I've actually, I think I've heard that before.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
not a lot.
I've never
is
said
it a
that.
Jingle or something.
What a difference a year. I just made it.
Maybe, I think the Beatles.
Go ahead.
John Lennon.
Mm-hmm. The White Album.
John Lennon once said, what a difference a year can make.
Mm. I wonder what he meant.
I don't know. But I feel like this year was that year for me. That I kind of really, right now, looking back, I'm like, I genuinely can't believe all the things that have changed in my life.
Okay.
All for the better, really, to be totally honest. I'm very thankful for my family, my friends, the love in my life, the fun in my life, most importantly.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we're all on this train that's headed to the end of the tracks at some point.
At 2012, apparently, in your
book. Maybe in 2012.
Yeah.
But look, we're all on our own little personal choo-choo train. And the wind's blowing in our hair sometimes. Sometimes we're coming around a tight corner looking down over that, like, cliff where you're like, oh my God, I can't, oh my God, I'm gonna fall off this train. And you know, then it's smooth sailing sometimes it's uphill, sometimes it's downhill,
sometimes
you don't know where you're going, you're in the fog.
Sometimes you're going through a forest and the train comes to a stop and it gets hijacked by a bunch of dudes in western costumes and guns.
I'm gonna kill you, you son of a bitch. And then you have to fire the engines back up and get that train going again. Slowly but surely, the train keeps moving. But let me tell you, boys, at the end of the day, every single train that we are on is inevitably careening towards the end of the tracks.
Wow, that's pretty profound.
I thought that by the sheer nature of how train tracks are built, there's no end.
No, there is in the train tracks of life.
There is actually an end to the train track, Brian. It's like, you know, the cross-country one, it came to an end.
You switch tracks.
Well, no, I mean, what are you going to go?
Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do switch tracks. Maybe you go.
Yeah, okay. No, there's a track that goes into the water.
Look, what are you talking about?
Underground.
Analogy that I'm using right now is an analogy of life.
Oh.
Is that another Beatles lyric?
Yes.
Yes.
An analogy.
Paul McCartney wrote that one.
He did.
Look, we're all headed down this train track.
Uh-huh.
But our train tracks do end.
Yes.
There's an end.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, there's no need to freak out about this end.
Take it.
Just take it.
Just
says the man who's writing the book.
Shh, shh, shh. 2012. Sitting it out.
That note, I would like to sincerely thank, first of all our listeners of 2010.
Mm. Thank you.
And to and hopefully they will join us again in 2011. Continue to join us here at The Scheid Show. On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
I am Brian Gerard. Glad tidings.
Happy New Year, everyone!
Yay!
Old acquaintance.
Boo.
Ha ha.